All right, here's your latest chance to win $1,000 on the 30s in the National Cash Contest. Text the word THROW to 72881. That's THROW to 72881. Only station in Kansas City talking Chiefs, talking playoffs, and giving you a chance to win $1,000 on the 30s. Message and data rates may apply from 7A to 7P all week long. This is the spot. Text THROW to 72881. Again, THROW to 72881.
By the way, hashtag show your stash. Yeah. We're continuing that. It really took off. From the 816 guys, this hashtag show your stash is getting out of control. I want the Chiefs to win so bad, I put the Luigi mustache on. Or, I'm sorry, Luigi. Luigi mustache on.
Nice.
It's so ridiculous. They're going to end up winning the Super Bowl, and I can't shave again until they lose. Why do I do this? No, it is until their season ends. Okay? Whenever the Chiefs' season ends, if we confuse that. Right,
if they win the Super Bowl, we will shave it off.
You're shaving this off. Yeah, I'm not.
Downtown Kansas City during the parade.
Yes. Oh, we just came up with that. Yes.
Or somewhere around there.
Vern, man, you are on it. You came up with hashtag.
I don't do much, but I do the little things.
Yeah, show your stash. That's right. You ain't got to. You ain't doing all that. All year round, because I'm not. My wife is not going to give it up to me for a year. I'm going to get in trouble for that.
That sounds tough.
Yeah, I'm going to get in trouble for that, Bill. I don't know why. That was one that I was saying in my head that just came off my lips. God, I hope none of her friends are listening. God, her dad. It's around his lunchtime. Anyway, Bill Moss, former Chiefs great. It's playoff time, Bill, and I've talked to a lot of people around the city. I talked to a lot of people at church yesterday, Twitter, just walking around. And it feels like, to me, some people's confidence or some people's thoughts about the game coming up this Saturday following the Colts beating the Texans has changed. Is there anything in your mind after watching the Colts beat the Texans? Do you feel any differently than you did before knowing who the opponent was going to be for Saturday?
Well, yeah, because they played so good. And our last memories of Kansas City in our mind is them playing horrible defense. And so when you see Luck and that offense and the way they rolled so easily, yeah, I mean, sure, there's cause for concern. But I think this is the best matchup the Chiefs have. And it's the one I was hoping for.
Wow, really? See, that's my thing. I'm with you. Everything you said, Bill, I totally agree with. But I felt that before the Colts game, no matter who they were going to play. I mean, I feel like defensively there's going to be a struggle no matter who they were going to play. I wanted the Ravens because I Lamar can't throw.
Yeah, why did you want the Colts?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Vernus, yeah, he's giving me a whole lot of face.
Yeah, well, why was this the squad you wanted to see?
I mean, as impressive as they looked in playing Houston, I don't think that team is built to come here and travel and play on grass field and be able to sustain the Arrowhead crowd and the momentum behind this team. That's just the way I feel about that squad. Other teams, you know, Houston, we've seen them. They can come in here and play tough. Ravens, they can come in here and play tough. We've seen that. But I just don't think this team is them. I think I like what we got.
One of the things I love about sports, Bill, is the pressure to be on great players or great people in sports and how they handle it. For me, this game is in a big way about Andy Reid. I just feel like Andy can't lose this game. Andy is a Hall of Fame coach, in my opinion. He has been maybe the best offensive mind in the last 10, 20 years, and he's appeared to have even gotten better in the last five. He's got the best quarterback. He's at home. They've had 2 weeks, and you know how Andy is when he has time to prepare. Like, to me, he can't lose this game, right?
Well, you would hope not. We can't say that we haven't seen it before with our history here at Arrowhead. But, no, I don't see this. I like this matchup. I like Andy and everything he does. I have concerns about the defense, and rightfully so. But I think that, hands down, this is a Chiefs win.
And you mentioned it right there. You know, let's hope not, but we all know about the history. How much will that history and the boogeyman be present in the stadium on Saturday? Will that be palpable?
I think it's going to be prevalent with the fans, and I think you'll see it. You'll see moments as luck scores. The air will come out of the stadium. But I don't think it bothers these guys. I don't think it's not one bit. Everything was pre-Mahomes. I don't think they think about this at all. I think they play with an aura of confidence, and they believe in themselves.
Bill Moss, Missouri Hall of Famer, former Chiefs D lineman. I do want to get you out on this one. We saw this weekend, wild card round, a lot of young quarterbacks get off to tough starts. Watson, Lamar Jackson, even Mitch Trubisky got off to a slow start. Do you have any concerns with this, with Pat? Because against the Patriots, against the Rams, I even say Seattle, he got off where he missed some throws where it looked like the moment was there. You have any concerns about that with Mahomes this week?
No, none at all, actually. I mean, even at his worst that we've seen him this year, it's impressive. Four or five touchdowns a game, and they were his bad games. No, this kid's, he's going to come out. This isn't too big for him.
All right, Bill Moss.
I
love the confidence. I hope Kansas City heard that confidence. Yeah, the only team that I said that I would pick against the Chiefs right now would be the Patriots. I just don't – Your confidence shouldn't move any way after watching the Colts play, because you know what this Chiefs team's going to give you. You know what they're going to give you. Appreciate you stepping on with us, Bill.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
That is Bill Moss. He is confident, baby.
I don't know if you're going to see the Patriots. If Ingram and Bosa are flying around like they were the other day, they can hit Tom. And if you hit Tom, you can beat Tom.